Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There will be a discussion between President Trump and Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. The president confirming it to reporters on Air Force One and the Kremlin confirming it today.
President Trump indicated that discussions around land concessions and power plants were on the negotiating table, as well as dividing up assets between the two countries.
A lot of work's been done over the weekend.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A federal judge asking why a doctor from Lebanon with a U.S. visa was deported. That same judge ordering that doctor, a kidney specialist at Brown University, not to be removed until he could hear her case. Her cousin says customs officials deported her anyway, March 24th, next hearing. The administration transferring hundreds of suspected Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador, even after a federal judge issued an order barring those deportations. Communities left reeling after this weekend's severe storms, 40 people killed in tornadoes, winds, and wildfires. This is ABC News. Starbucks handed a hefty judgment over hot tea given to a man in a California drive-thru. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
A California jury ordering the company to pay a delivery driver $50 million after hot tea spilled into his lap. His lawyers say he suffered third-degree burns on his genitals and groin and claim Starbucks had a flagrant disregard for customer safety. In a statement, Starbucks said it sympathizes with the man, but we disagree with the jury's decision that we were at fault for this incident and believe the damages awarded to be excessive.
The Federal Reserve is preparing for its two-day meeting, which starts tomorrow. Inflation did improve last month, but it's still stubbornly high, and consumer and business confidence is starting to lag. Some economists are beginning to worry about what's called stagflation, the name given to a stalled economy where even deep recessions don't kill inflation. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A daytime high today will be at around double nickel, 55. Southeast to south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. For tonight, a few clouds and a low of 34. Tuesday, partly sunny and continued warm and a high of 62. Wednesday, temps up to 46 degrees, but then falling with some rain likely later in the day, maybe some snow, 1 to 3 inches potentially. Some snowfall could accumulate by later Wednesday evening. Our winds right now from the west northwest at 8 miles per hour, and on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 40 degrees. A reminder today, the controlled burn scheduled for tonight in the city of Richland Center has been canceled due to a high fire danger. And it's been rescheduled for tomorrow night at 6, as long as weather permits. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time, so don't be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. Again, that is rescheduled for tomorrow night and not tonight in the area.
100.9 WRCO. Sunshine on a Friday. My boots in the sand. Me and my best friend walking to the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my idea of a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted. Times like this, you don't ever care. Yeah. Hanging with my crew, I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day. Gather at the table with people that we love, hanging with family. I just can't get enough. Share a smile, pass the plate. We all give thanks for a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted this show. Times like this, you don't ever care.
Eden Dahlia on WRCO on a perfect day. Well, today, in honor of St. Patty's Day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is setting us up with some Irish boxes to give away, which you can claim a little bit later on. So it's St. Patty's season. You can pick those up here later this week, but you can pick one up right now at 608-647-4155 at $18 value. Yeah, indeed. Good stuff there. So an Irish box. Let's give one to caller 5. And we're feeling generous. How about another one for caller 8? 5 and 8. The lucky ones this time around. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you as you dial up and try to be the lucky winner.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin. For the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. With the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me. bragging, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the season I'm sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the rain at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. If the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Is a little sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
All we need is a little good news. Well, we can tell you that we do have a couple of winners. They'll be getting some free lunches there from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in Richland Center on St. Patty's Day. Congratulations to Brian O'Parker and to Bun O'Deidelhoff there in Cazenovia. So, yes, congratulations. At least honorary Irish for the day. And they win from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an Irish box. Good stuff there. To celebrate, why don't we do a little bit of an Irish jig? Can we do that? I've got my new shoes on. Let's see. Hopefully I can. Yep. Finish. There you go, a little Irish jig for you. Oh my goodness, that was refreshing on this Monday, St. Patty's Day. Somebody told me this morning that the Irish jig actually was invented at an Irish pub that didn't have enough bathrooms. That's what I've been told. Hattie Rabbit was an old Irish guy, absolutely.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. But I gotta keep rolling. For a better way, for
sunny day.
Jess at the Pizza Ranch is our guest for our Monday visit. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jess.
Yes, we got the good luck of the Irish today, I think.
I think we do. Do you happen to have any Irish ancestry?
I actually do. Yes, I do. Just a teensy bit of Irish, but yes.
Well, that's good.
So I have all the excuses to pick out on corned beef and cabbage and green beer today.
Well, a lot of people will, that's for sure. All right. Well, what's going on at the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg this week?
Well, you know, we're partnering with a Reedsburg food pantry, and we're running this through April. But we're doing a food drive. So anytime you bring in a non-perishable food item, you get a coupon card that's a scratch-off. And everyone's a winner on the scratch off, but there's a lot of really good prizes on these scratch offs. Some of them are free large pizzas, some are free buffets, some is an 8-piece chicken. You know, so you know, from now till the 1st of April, bring in your non-perishable food items. You just bring it in, show us that you put it in the box, and we give you one of those Pizza Ranch scratch off coupons. Where you become a winner. So this is a great way that we can support our local food pantry. And we always try doing a food drive a couple times a year. So with the spring here, we're excited to get going on another one.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be officially spring later this week. I think people are in a good mood as a result, usually, aren't they?
Oh, usually, yes. Yeah, you know, people until they hear that it's going to snow again.
But, good point. On Wednesday, yes.
But yes.
What else is going on? Are you doing any community nights?
Well, we don't have any scheduled right now, but I can tell you, you know, we've got a lot of them in the works, you know, with spring sports coming up here. But, you know, we do our fundraising nights. We do what we call community impact nights, and we run those Monday through Thursday. And it's not just for school groups or church groups. It's for anything that's nonprofit. So even if you're doing a benefit for someone, you know, we are happy to help. So you choose a night Monday between Monday and Thursday, and you work from 4 to 8 o'clock. And simply the biggest thing with these nights is just promoting, trying to get as many people you know to come. And then you get 10% of the earnings that night, plus all of the tips that are left that night as well. So it's really a great, quick, easy fundraiser. And if you're interested, you know, give me a call at the Pizza Ranch. I'd be happy to set up a time and sit down and chat with you about it.
Any new menu items coming up here for the spring?
Well, you know, we don't have any new ones. We still got our Crantastic Salad that is out on the buffet that's been a huge hit. Nothing new for the spring, but I can tell you that we found out some really new pizza combinations and even dessert combinations that guests have come up with that we've been relaying out to other guests. But, you know, the one I think I found was most interesting was someone had taken our ice cream and they took the raspberry vinaigrette dressing and they drizzled it on the ice cream.
Wow.
And at first I thought, you're crazy. I don't know how that would taste. But it doesn't taste too bad. So other people have been trying it like, huh? So we might have a new ice cream topping.
Wow.
Inadvertently.
Yes. You'll have to take credit for it. You know, it's the Reedsburg Ranch vinaigrette ice cream flavor. I don't know. You know? Could be your chance at the limelight, though, Jess.
You bet.
It's interesting what people mix together, and some people are mixers of their food, and others are not. But I'm guessing that you do pay attention to some of the listener suggestions, don't you?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I mean, we get so many, you know, when you come in, you can make a pizza any way you want. You request it any way you want. And there's some people that come up with some crazy combinations, and it doesn't taste too bad. So it's like one of them is mac and cheese with buffalo sauce on it.
Oh.
And if you like your mac and cheese with a little spice, oh, my gosh, it's great. At first I thought, boy, this is a weird combination, but it's actually really good. So
good. All right. Well, we'll encourage our listeners as they go to the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg maybe to make up something like that and kind of give us some input on what you like to mix.
Most definitely. We're open to suggestions.
All right, Jess. Always good to talk to you. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great week.
That's Jess of the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg for our Monday report.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's annual meeting is Saturday, March 22nd, 2025 at the Blue River Community Building. Join us at 10:30 to stay informed and engaged with your cooperative. We look forward to seeing you.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? They need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 54th Annual Sales Fair, on now at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonAgriCenter.com. Sales Fair, on now through Saturday, March 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing will go. Put that shoulder on the side, looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires scream in this so cold? Like a racetrack, we can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the minutes.
midnight when chill starts. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCO, right around the bend today, the Daily Dose, and the Country Music Minute, talking about Blake Shelton. We'll talk some cars with the Philbeck family of dealerships coming up as well in the next few minutes, right here.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years, you better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit, you know I always knew you'd take the business through. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing alright. But we have the hunger, we kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
We're headed toward 55 degrees today. Right now, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer are at 42 degrees in Richland Center at 10:30.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose.
Lowell Davis was a fella who knew how to make friends. If you had ever met him, he would have known it because he would have written your name down. He had a big yellow legal pad in which he'd written the name of every person he remembered meeting since he was 3 years old and a note about that person. For example, he wrote, Leonard McKnight likes chicken gravy. In his notebook, Lowell had names and notes about 3,487 people. No matter what business you're in, to be successful, you must learn to excel in the people business. Mr. Davis reveals something key about people who are successful in the people business. He was genuinely interested in people. He radiated friendship. He didn't just want to know their name, he wanted to know something about them. He learned to look for the uniqueness of each person he met. When you're looking for originality, everyone becomes interesting to meet and know. And that sort of interest is sure to come back. Or, as Henry Davidson aptly stated, radiate friendship and it will be returned tenfold. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rxtramile.org. That's rxtramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle. Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
This Saturday, March 22nd, competitors will gather at Wisconsin Riverside Resort for the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Teams can enter for $20, and participants are encouraged to bring their own bags and a partner. For those without a teammate, organizers will assist in pairing up players. Pre-registration is recommended, and if interested, call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Proceeds from this event go towards the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, which supports River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college. With a great cause behind the competition, players and spectators alike can expect a fun and meaningful day at Wisconsin Riverside Resort this Saturday, March 22nd.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
She's probably in check.
Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute from Nashville. I'm Zach Bennett in for Bill Cody, and though Blake Shelton's days on The Voice are over, he's now busy working on a musical reality show of his own with Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan. And as you might expect, these two cowboys are kindred spirits.
We've had a few meetings now, and we've got a lot in common. He's got a house actually not far from mine. I live in southern Oklahoma, and he's got a place over there in kind of northwest Texas, and it's not far from mine at all. And we know a lot of the same people, and we run in the same crowd. So he's probably going to want to kill me before this is over with, but I think we're going to come up with something good along the way.
Blake and Taylor's new show is called The Road, and it'll follow new artists as they open for an established star, namely Keith Urban. The show is shooting now and premieres on CBS this fall. With Grand Ole Opry star Blake Shelton, I'm Zach Bennett, and that's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
See, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon.
Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top-rated companies to find you the best rates. Dave Davis here. More choices equal lower prices. For those switching their auto insurance, average savings exceeds $600. Savings can grow when Pure American Insurance shops all of your insurance, from home and auto to life and health. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of Jim. 'Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting
she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the
Courtesy of Philback Ford, we have some good info for you today, and we're going to have our guest introduce himself. You are, sir?
I am Doug Penfield. I am the sales manager at our Richland Center Philback location.
And tell us a little bit about Philbacks. Where did the dealership originally start?
All right. Well, Philback started in Highland, Wisconsin. Most of you guys have probably heard of it. Small town, but definitely on the map in 1948. So been in business that long total. We're now up to four total locations, so we still have the Highland store. But we also have Richland Center along with Boscobel and Prairie du Chien.
Okay, so you stay very busy. I know you're very active here in the community with the dealership. You like to get involved in a lot of community things, don't you?
No, absolutely. I know we usually do at least one, if not a few, you know, events for things like Grace, try to sponsor golf outings, even if having some for ourselves. When the weather's beautiful, if nothing else, have some members of the community out to do brat stands and let them get the proceeds. We've done it for, you know, the local football team, you know, things like that. We're always looking for opportunities that we can, you know, help give back a little bit to the community and, you know, help the people out that help us by giving us their business.
You're going to be on the air with us on Mondays. Tell us about the focus of the program, what you'd like to see here in the coming weeks.
Well, the big thing here is just to be able to kind of, you know, chat to the community about once a week, just about things that are going on, right? Things going on maybe in the car business, because people get a little bit strange about what's been going on lately and, you know, all the climate with everything. And but not just that, you know, highlight things that we're going to be doing in the community. If we have, you know, somebody, a fundraiser coming up or something else, to be able to tell people. And and honestly, if the listeners have any questions, it'd be great if, you know, they could send them in. So when we come in for the weeks, we could try to answer some of those questions if people have them, because we will rotate through. We'll have some people from the service side coming here to speak. So really anything from the sales side to the service side, feel free to ask any questions and we'll do what we can to answer them.
That'll be great. If somebody has a service question, my car is clicking or whatever the case might be, that'll be kind of fun to get that side of it too, won't it?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's look ahead a little bit too at this year, 2025. Good time to come out and kick the tires a little bit now that spring is almost here, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, I'd always like to say, you know, people think, what's the best time to buy a car? Is it spring? Is it at the end of the year? The true answer is there's no best time to buy a car, because manufacturers are always going to run rebates. They call them different things. It'll be a President's Day event or a year-end event. Obviously, you know, that's marketing stuff, because it makes sense for the time of year it is, right? It sounds good in that. But in all reality, they're interested in selling cars all year long, so they're always going to be running those rebates. They just might change the name of what it's called. The big thing is, now that the weather's nicer, it's a little more comfortable maybe to walk around and look at the vehicles, being able to get in and out of it without snow coming down on your head or feeling like your fingers are freezing. So definitely a great time, because it's way more comfortable, and tax season. Makes it a little bit easier if a little bit of extra pocket money comes in.
Absolutely. As this airs, it's St. Patty's Day. And so, yeah, a little green in the pocket to go along with St. Patty's Day. Stop by and see the gang at Philback's. And also, you know, used cars hold their value better than they used to. So I'm guessing, you know, as far as trade-ins, people can get some pretty good deals, can't they?
Nope, that is 100% a fact. Obviously, the market goes up and down, but obviously, as new car prices increase, that's going to increase cost of used cars. What I can say is, even with, you know, the market going up and down, we do have tools, you know, computer programs that can look out within a few hundred miles, take the VIN of a customer's trade. It'll pull all the options from it, has the mileage put in there and the condition, and it can look around the few hundred mile area to see those same vehicles, what they've been bought, sold, and traded for. So it allows us to have up-to-date, market-accurate values for the vehicles.
You and I have something in common. We both have driven Mavericks, right? But mine was a Maverick car.
Yeah, mine is the new Maverick truck, a little bit different. I will say, one of the positives, it drives kind of like a car, being a small, so it's smooth, but yeah, I get the utility of a truck bed.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to me calling a truck a Maverick, but they've been out now for a few years, haven't they?
Yep, they've been out for a couple of years, you know. With iterations coming, the nice things are getting a little bit easier to get now. They were a very hot item the first year they came out. I got mine's a 23, the second year iteration, and I still barely got mine ordered. They opened orders and they closed them 7 days later, because across the country, Ford had received so many orders for Mavericks in that, you know, week-long period that they were going to have enough to produce for the whole model year. So it was, for the first couple of years, really hard to get your hands on them, but production's picked up, and it's a lot easier. So we actually have some on hand if somebody wanted to be able to come out and check one out and drive them.
It's a nice looking truck. It really is.
No, they did a good job with it. It's nice looking. It drives nice. It's well equipped, and it's comfortable.
Awesome. Good to have you in here today.
No, I appreciate you having me in.
We'll look forward to our further updates here from Philbeck Family of Dealerships in Richland Center. And thank you. We'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Phil.
Doug Penfield joining us here on WRCO.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Hey, Green Gobbler here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
100.9 WRCO.
Exit 65, room 232. Nothing fancy, ain't much of a view. It's no white house with picket fences, but we close our eyes and pretend at our home sweet holiday inn. wish I could keep you, but it's out of my hands. It's the best that I can do. I pray you'll understand how much I love you. God, I feel guilty, so I try to make amends. At our home sweet holiday inn, just get a couple days to steal you away and make up for all the time I missed. And I hope that we can fit it all in at our home sweet holiday. You've grown so fast that I just can't believe how much you're changing. You still look like me. Maybe someday this will all be different. Oh, but baby, until then, we got our home sweet holiday in. I just get a couple days to steal you. Make up for all the time I missed. And I hope that we can fit it all in at our home sweet holiday inn. Daddy loves you, and I'll be dreaming of you and counting days till I see. Our home sweet holiday inn. At our home sweet holiday inn.
Seen a prayer in person, kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it when your whole world's standing there. Cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free, gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy. Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. She gave forever to me.
see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish you could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
Cole Swindell on WRCO. Coming up next hour, another chance to win a delicious meal, a lunch from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe as we dole out some great stuff on this St. Patrick's Day from WRCO Radio. Here again, my cousins, the Irish Rovers.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
He sits on the corner of Old Beggar's Bush, on top of an old hanging crate. He has three wooden dolls that can dance and can sing, and he croons with a smile on his face.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
His tired old hands tug away at the strings, and the puppets they dance up and down. A far better show than you ever would see in the fanciest theatre in town.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
I'm sad to relate that old sad Davy died in 1904. The three wooden dolls in the dustbin were laid, his songs will be heard nevermore.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
But some stormy night when you're passing that way, and the wind's blowing up from the sea, you'll still hear the song of old sad Davy as he croons to his dancing dolls three.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk.
Irish Rovers on St. Paddy's Day 2025. It is 44 degrees and the time is 11 o'clock.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There will be a discussion between President Trump and Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. The president confirming it to reporters on Air Force One and the Kremlin confirming it today.
President Trump indicated that discussions around land concessions and power plants were on the negotiating table, as well as dividing up assets between the two countries.
A lot of work's been done over the weekend.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A federal judge asking why a doctor from Lebanon with a U.S. visa was deported. That same judge ordering that doctor, a kidney specialist at Brown University, not to be removed until he could hear her case. Her cousin says customs officials deported her anyway, March 24th, next hearing. The administration transferring hundreds of suspected Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador, even after a federal judge issued an order barring those deportations. Communities left reeling after this weekend's severe storms. 40 people killed.